back in the early 1950s, 3D was a gimmick employed by Hollywood to lure back into theaters patrons who were abandoning moviegoing in favor of sitting at home in their easy chairs and staring at what then was new and novel, their just-purchased television sets. And these days, in case you haven't noticed, there has been a resurgence of 3D in movie theaters. Now, granted, it generally is fun to see a film in 3D. But ultimately, 3D is little more than a novelty, a visual diversion. If a film works, if it is genuinely clever or thoughtful or entertaining, it will not really be enhanced by 3D. And if a film does not work, if it is dull or confusing or whatever, the 3D edition will be little more than icing on top of a stale, weeks-old birthday cake. For example, take two very different films that have played in movie houses in 3D. The first is a film that I often have talked about since its release at the end of last year. It is Hugo, Martin Scorsese's homage to the early years of the cinema and to film pioneer Georges Méliès in particular. While seeing Hugo in 3D is a visual treat, you still can fully appreciate the stimulating, beautifully made film if you see it without the 3D effect. And if you did not see Hugo during its theatrical run, it presently is available on DVD. It is not to be missed. At the other end of the quality scale is a more recent release. That would be Prometheus. The setting of this science fiction tale is outer space at the tail end of the 21st century. Prometheus is the name of a scientific exploratory vessel that has set out on a voyage to a distant world to discover the secret of the creation of life. While traveling through space, a half billion miles away from their home base, the ship and its crew come upon this mysterious world, which they set out to explore. And of course, you know that they will be in for quite a few grim, grisly shocks and surprises. Now, the first problem I had with Prometheus was the makeup of the ship's crew. As a group, these so-called scientists seemed awfully clueless. As they conversed and related to each other, in no way did they act like top-tier experts in their field. At one point during the exploration of the planet, one of them observes, ever so casually, "This place isn't what we thought it was." "Oh, really? How profound." And then there was the lack of suspense in Prometheus. Here is a sci-fi thriller that is sorely lacking in thrills and excitement. To sum up, the novelty of watching Prometheus in 3D quickly wore off, and early on, I found myself constantly glancing at my watch, wondering how much longer the film would last prior to its end credit roll. And this always is a bad sign.